Good oral health is about more than just brushing and flossing your teeth. Dental disease is 100% preventable, and it starts at home with you. Yep, you heard me right. Cavities are a disease and not something our children should just get. Your mouth is a window into your body, and it has an effect on your speech, breathing, chewing, heart health, so much more, and we're not listening to it. Come along with me on this journey, and I'll give you a whole new perspective of the importance of taking care of your mouth and the long-term effects it has not only on your oral health, but also your overall systemic health. On this podcast, we'll bring you a mixture of professionals, experts in the field that will give you advice and action steps you can take with your kids in different situations. We're also going to have moms, dads, caregivers, just like you, having the same struggles that you are, because together we can make a difference and help keep our kids healthy. Because a healthy mouth is a healthy body and a healthy life. And it all starts with you. Welcome back to the Healthy Mouth Movement Podcast. I am so excited to introduce to you my guest, Bethany Klaitko. We are in a book together, co-authors of 10 other wonderful women called Plan a Life You Love and Live It Out Loud. And I want you guys to meet Bethany because she does something that is so interesting. I think you guys are going to love it being my followers and what I do. She is going to be amazing. So I want you guys to definitely reach out to her, follow her, learn more. Bethany is a human design intuitive guide and the founder of Free by Design. Her human design readings are unique and customized to each individual. She is passionate about empowering women to lead fearless, unapologetic, authentic lives via the power of human design. You can combine science and spirituality, and she gives you a unique blueprint of how to live your best life. You can learn the energy type that you are, how to align your actions with your energy so you have less stress and your life becomes more fun. And who doesn't want more fun? Bethany, I can't wait for you to share more of what you do. And I am so grateful to have found you and been in this book with you. So tell us a little bit more because it's so interesting what you do.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today. Thanks for having me. Yeah, human design, I guess I kind of stumbled upon it. I was thinking about that the other day, how I initially found it. I think I just stumbled upon it. I'm one of those like lifelong learners, personal development junkies. And so I love, you know, astrology, human design. I see them as tools for a greater understanding of ourselves. And when I started learning about human design and I booked my first reading, it was just really super eye-opening. And I felt like it made a lot of sense, like looking back on my life and the decisions that I had made. And just a lot of information was really spot on. And I just was really, really intrigued. So I did a deeper dive. I started learning more, just a lot of self-study, research, reading books, listening to podcasts, doing readings with other people. And for about the past year, year and a half, I started, you know, really experimenting with my design and really just pretty impressed with the outcomes, you know, just making better decisions, living a more aligned life. And also human design teaches us to make decisions from the body and not from the mind. Because I think we all probably have a tendency to overthink things and have trouble maybe like trusting and tuning into that gut instinct. And so that's what human design helps us do. So it's really cool that way.
That is super cool. And I read your chapter and it talks about the types. And so I was trying to figure out which one that I was, but I think a lot of people don't realize that we are energy. Like we hear things, but we don't understand that we have everything that we need inside us, but not everyone knows how to listen to that or tune into that. And I know that I'm the type that I got lost in all of the information that's out there and I lost how to be in rhythm with my inner being and be able to listen to that. So I think it's amazing that you talk about this and that you can help people find that inner being again.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I resonate with that too. I feel like we're always kind of looking to the external for the answers. Like, oh, when I have this XYZ, then I'll be happy, you know, whatever it is. And we don't realize like that we do have the answers inside us. And it's almost a process of like remembering, like unlearning things that we have been taught or even questioning beliefs, like why we believe something that we believe when, you know, most of the times it's conditioned into us by culture, society, families, you know, whatever that outside influence is. And we're never really taught like how to tune in and make decisions for ourselves. So, you know, I completely resonate with that. And that is the cool thing about human design. It kind of gives gives you that permission to like be who you are. Like it's okay to be who you are and to learn to like follow those little subtle like energy clues to really be able to tune into the body and make decisions, you know, from the gut as opposed to, or from the heart as opposed to from the head.
Yeah. And I totally resonate with that. And I love what you do because I think so many people don't even realize that that's a possibility. So I'm excited that you're in this book and that you're sharing this and you're getting that information out there because I feel like it could help a lot of people if they know more about what that is. So let's talk about the five energy types that people can resonate with and how they can learn more from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's five main energy types in human design and I can break down all five of them. So generators are the probably most popular. I think they make up like 40% of the world. I'm a generator and think of like energizer bunnies, like the worker bees, like they're here to be the builders and they have that energy to just go, go, go. So if you know someone in your life who like just doesn't stop going, they're probably a generator. Or a manifesting generator, which is another type. A manifesting generator is still considered a generator. However, they have this manifesting spin on things, which means they are able to more like take action and initiate. They can kind of do those like quantum leaps where they can time leap, whereas a generator kind of operates a little bit more like methodically. Manifestors just has that manifestor spin on being a generator. So those two are more similar as opposed to a manifestor. Those people have, their energies are different. They have more like generators have very open and thus they draw people to them. They're just kind of magnetically attractive. And then their strategy comes from that. They're supposed to wait for those opportunities, wait to respond. Versus a manifestor, their energies are slightly more like closed off and they are supposed to show up and take action, take the initiative. So like, you know, the CEO types, the people that are really in charge of large organizations, they just have that ability to manifest and take action. So they are supposed to actually show up, you know, and lead the way as opposed to the generators who are more supposed to respond to things. And then you have the projectors, which are more rare. And projectors, they don't have like access to that life force energy. So I think big aha moments with projectors is they get this permission to just like be themselves and to just rest. Like these people really need like more rest. They move slower. They need more time to do things. They don't have that life force access. And so they can do some work and then they need to rest. And actually my son is a projector. And when I figured this out about him, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Like I can't be in a rush with him. Like he literally can't be rushed. So I realized I need to like build more time into activities before we go to school, before we go somewhere to give him time to get ready. And when I just, you know, changed that little strategy, it was huge just knowing his energy type. And then a reflector is like the rarest. They're about 1% of the population. So far I've met two reflectors and they are here to like reflect back everything to us, right? Like the ultimate mirror. And so their energy is really reflecting someone else's energy. They're great mirrors. And so they have to be careful not to like take on other people's energy, right? Because they are so reflective and they can get caught up in other people's energy. So it's really important that for them to have that more like downtime to really rest and recharge and really understand that they're really here to like serve humanity. They are just, they're different. They're really different. And the way they operate is really different. And so just knowing that and knowing you don't have to be go, go, going all the time. You don't have the energy to do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way that you were born.
That's awesome. I think that that is amazing. And when I read that in your chapter, I was like, wow, that makes perfect sense. And I'm thinking, okay, if this person is a reflector and this person is a manifester, this person's a generator. So it just in my family, I started like looking at that in your life. When you look at it that way, you look at people differently and because you can't approach everyone the same. So I thought it was a great description to know who you are. It's kind of like, I likened it to the Colby score. Like when I found out what my Colby score was, and then I was a quick start with all that. I'm like, okay, that makes a whole lot of sense why I just jump on things and I don't think about it. And I'm just like, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Let's do it. So, I mean, when you do understand that about your personality and different types, like personality type, energy types, things like this, it makes it a lot easier. And then you understand why you might not click with someone or you click better with this person. So that's where I think this could be really helpful for people. And everything is energy, right? Money is energy, it flows. Our whole universe is basically energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just being able to understand that concept, I think, is huge. It takes a while to really wrap your mind around that sometimes, especially if you're not, you know, presented with those ideas early on. So kind of shifting, you know, the way that you look at the world, everything is energy. And for sure, human design is just a game changer in the way that you interact with other people, you know, whether it's your coworker or your partner or your child, like you start to see people in a different light and you understand better how to interact with their energy. So that's a really great point. Just, you know, everything is energy. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you do and how you help people and different things that you offer so they can learn this or get in touch with this or, you know, how can you help them?
Yeah. Right now, I'm really just doing human design readings. So it's similar to getting like an astrology reading. So I will, you know, get your birth time, date, and location and pull your chart from there. And so I really start just breaking down the chart because when you see the chart, you're like, what the heck does that mean? Like, it looks just really weird. So I like to try and break down this complex information into really simple, easy to understand ideas because there's a lot of information in human design. So my goal really with the reading is to break it down simply so you understand the chart, you understand your energy type, how to respond, your authority, just kind of the very basics. We also cover it's called the incarnation cross, which deals like with your life theme and purpose. So I really like going into that. So I'll prepare a whole Google Doc. It's usually like 8 or 9 pages with all the information. There's some journal prompts, some questions for reflection. So you can journal later on. And that way you have the reference later on. That way during the session, you don't have to sit there and, you know, take a bunch of notes. You can really just listen and be present. But yeah, so each reading is really, you know, tailored to the individual, of course, based on the time that they were born and where that they were born. And then just getting a sense of, usually it kind of comes through in the reading, a sense of, you know, what someone might be struggling with. And I'm just able to kind of open up, ask questions and really just have a nice conversation. And usually I'm asking, you know, okay, like, does this resonate? How does this land? And it's been really cool just to see people's faces light up and be like, oh my God, like this makes so much sense. Like I was talking with someone the other day and she's been learning how to like meditate and manifest. And she said, you know, she was getting some direction telling her to be super specific about what you're manifesting. And she's in her reading, we learned she's not a specific manifester. She's a passive manifester. And she's like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Like I was forcing this thing that didn't feel right to me. And like, now I'm getting the validation that, yeah, it makes sense. It's in my chart. I'm not that way. So it's really cool to see people have those aha moments. Yeah. And their face lights up like this makes so much sense. So that makes it all worth it.
And I can see how that would, because I think sometimes that's it. Some people are just forcing because of cultural, like you said at the beginning, you know, we're born into a certain culture or we are taught that this is how you have to be and this is how life should be. But is it really? So you're right. Once I read your chapter, I was like, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense. And I had never heard it put that way. So I was super excited after I read your chapter, knowing that we were going to talk, because I was like, oh, I think people are going to love to hear this.
Oh, cool. Thank you. That's really cool to hear. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I started, like, it wasn't until I was like in college where you take kind of like a Western Civ or humanities class and you're like, oh, like you start learning the history of things and you're like, oh, wow, like I've never questioned any of this. So it's, for me, it's just been a lifelong process of questioning things and relearning things and unlearning things and just really sitting with like, okay, why do I believe this? Like we don't even ask ourselves these questions sometimes, you know, why we believe certain things, because you grow up believing something because that's the family that you were born into. And so it's really cool to find these tools too, which kind of serve as a catalyst for just greater meaning, deeper understanding. And that's what I thought was really so cool about human design, because it made so much intuitive sense that I was like, I have to explore this more. It just really, really made me feel really passionate about it and wanted to share it with other people, because it's such a great tool for empowerment and making better decisions in your life.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Once you find something that you're really passionate about, life takes a totally different turn and you should be having fun. You know, if you're stuck in that step and you're not liking it, then you haven't found what you're supposed to do and your energy is stuck somehow, I think. And I think it's because we're just taught this is what we have to do. And I didn't realize that life was supposed to be fun that way, because, you know, I was taught you have to make this amount of money and you have to do this and you know, you shouldn't do this. And I was like, but why? And then once I started questioning, I didn't know that there were all these things out there. And then as I started a podcast and I got cancer changes things, right? It changes the way you look at your life in the world. And what am I doing? You know, what is my purpose? Yeah. So I'm finding all these different things that I didn't even know existed. So I was like, how did I not know this? And why don't we share more of this with people? And then people can resonate, because some things will resonate to people and they'll say, yes, I want to know more. And some will be like, yeah, no, that doesn't sound right. And that's okay. But knowing what's available and what's out there is key and huge. So I am, like I said, I'm super excited that I am lucky enough to be in a place where I'm meeting all these wonderful women and working with them and finding out all of these options that are available.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I mean, I didn't know human design existed 5 years ago. And so it's really cool how just, you know, learning one system can really kind of change your life and your perspective on things. And I so agree about, you know, the 9 to 5, and it's like, get a job, get married, have kids, do all these things. And then you do all the things and then you're like, I still don't actually feel like happy or fulfilled. Like something's missing. And then you start to realize like, oh, I was kind of living a life for someone else, a life that I was told that I should live. And then you find these tools and you start to wake up and you're like, oh wow, there's so much more. And I agree with what you said too about just having fun and like finding the joy in life. Like life is just way too short to be negative and to be upset and just to be frustrated all the time. So that's also human design can kind of give you that like excitement back too when you find all these things. I think when I do readings, people are like, oh, like I forgot that little thing ignited this passion in me. And yeah, like I do have that strength. So now I'm going to go out and like do something about it or change the way I show up in the world. So it's really such an amazing tool, to a catalyst for change.
It is. And I am super excited that you can do that for people and help them find things that they didn't know that they had in them. Because I think a lot of people do. They don't know. I was one of those people until I got cancer. I had no idea that, you know, I loved what I did. I loved being a dental hygienist, but I didn't love trading my time for money and working on somebody else's time and then not being there for my family or not being able to do something because I had to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why do we do this? Like, why am I trading my time for money? And why am I putting my job before my family? And why do jobs make you do that? Like, you know, you only right. get to push time off and you only get to do that. That's no fun. Even though I do, I want to be able to enjoy my life more than just 2 weeks out of the year that I get to have off and I don't get to have any other time off. So I can't go to this wedding, or if I've done this, then now I don't have time to do this. I'm like, that makes no sense to me. I don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 100% agree. I feel the same way. I was in the medical field for a long time and as an ultrasound tech. And I was like, yeah, I love what I do. I love working with patients. Doing ultrasounds is fun. But it was that trading time for money and just being on someone else's schedule and not having the freedom that I wanted. And, you know, after doing the human design stuff too, I was like, okay, I can, like, it just kind of makes you feel, you have more clarity and more focus around things. And it makes you feel better about making those changes. Cause from the outside, of course, people are like judging you. Well, why are you leaving this stable job? And I can't believe you're going to do this. And what about your IRA and blah, 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 blah. And like, but what about my life right now? Like, what about enjoying my life and time with my son when he's young? Like, I want more freedom. And I think that human design gives you the permission to like own those desires. And maybe even claim them too. Like a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to even explore what it is we want. So human design gives you permission to do that, which is really cool.
That is cool. And do you find that when you put negative stuff out there, you get more negative stuff? And when you're positive and you're having fun, you get more positive stuff and it just seems to come to you? I mean, that's part of human design and open everything up, right? It seems simple. It seems too simple to be true.
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess, like the basis of the law of attraction, right? Like attracts like kind of thing. And for sure, I think the more that we practice, you know, being in more of that high vibe state, like just having gratitude and appreciation for everything that you have, like it shifts your perspective in just a moment. You know, I remember one time just looking out my window and feeling so like overwhelmed with everything I have to take care of. And then I just shifted and I was like, you know what? This isn't I have to, it's I get to. Like it's a privilege to own a house and to have these things and to have things to take care of. And in that moment, it just everything shifted. And I was like, you know what? Just one day at a time, I'll do as much as I can today. And that's going to be good enough. And yeah, I definitely think that that kind of trickles down because also people feel your energy. So when you're walking around and you're more in an appreciative, joyful state, people are more likely, you know, just to come up to you and strike a conversation. But if you're walking around, you know, the world, the glass is half empty and this sucks and that sucks, like people don't want to I don't want to engage with you. So I totally agree that like attracts like, and just, you know, I mean, obviously you can't be positive all the time, but if you have the choice, and I do think sometimes it is a choice. It is a choice, just a choice of a state, right? That it's only going to serve you better in the long run if you're able to make that shift.
I agree. And let's talk a little bit about Plan the Life You Love, because I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like this was divine intervention that the 10 of us came together to do this with everything that we do. I mean, they are incredible women that are in this book, and I am privileged to be a part of it. And I learned so much. You know, it's a woman's guide to health, wealth, happiness without limitations. And each of us teach something different, but we've all had something that happened in our lives and we overcame it with all of the things that we do now. So I think that it's pretty amazing. So how did it happen to come about that you ended up in the book?
Yeah, I mean, totally agree. It was like divine intervention the way that it happened. I had like wanted to write a book ever since I was a little girl. And just for some reason, this past year, I've been feeling this pull, like, this is the time I want to do it. And I met Lena, who is another author in the book. We were on actually a work call, and she's a manifestation coach. So how funny. She invited me to join her Facebook group. And I said, yes. And one of the questions was, you know, what's your goal this year? And I said, to write a book. And she read it and she messaged me back and she's like, well, I think I have the perfect opportunity for you. And, you know, told me about the book and invited me to join. And I was like, oh my gosh, like just from the moment we met in our conversations, like it really felt like the universe was like, here's this opportunity, right? And there's a perfect example of me as a generator responding to an opportunity. I didn't go searching for a book. I didn't go searching for a deal or a publisher. The opportunity literally fell in my lap and it felt like the right thing to do. And I seized the opportunity and so grateful to be a part of everyone, because everyone is amazing. And it's so cool how we all have similar like threads and share similar stories, but we all have our own voice and we all have something like different to say. So I'm so grateful to be a part of the book. It's been a really cool experience.
Yeah, it really has. And you guys, this book launches on the New York Times bestseller list this week. So go ahead and get your copy. I'll put the link below. You really want this. And then a journal is also coming out on July 23rd. And it is also going to be amazing. And you can use these chapters and you can meet each of these women just by buying the book. And then if you resonate with one of them, then you can pick up the book and seek them out for what they have to offer. And I have heard this story before and it gives me goosebumps every time I hear you say it. So that's why I wanted you to share how this happened, because it's crazy that she is a manifestation specialist. You are human design, and everything just all kind of came together. So to me, that just is proof of energy. And if you put it out there and you're open to it, it comes to you. So I totally believe that 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the perfect example to go with everything we've been talking about.
It is. And that's why I wanted you to share how this came about, because said, every time I hear it, it gives me goosebumps. It's just like, wow, that is an amazing story when I hear you guys talk. So, So if you could tell women one thing, what would it be?
Oh, what a great question. One thing I think would be that we're more powerful than we know. I think there's been a subtle hidden agenda to like keep women down and keep us weak, keep us small. And so I definitely think that it would kind of be that message, like go after your dreams, do the thing you want to do, leave the person in your life that's not serving you. Like we have more power than we know. And any kind of like human design, astrology, all these tools can kind of help you remember that and take back that power. Yeah. And that we're here for you. We're rooting for you. And this book can help you do that too. So remember your power and take it back.
I agree. And so if you could tell your younger self one thing, would it be the same thing or would it be something different?
Oh, what another great question. My younger self. Yeah. Wow. There's so many like different versions of my younger self too, right? Like I think it would be something along the lines of speaking to worthiness. Like you're worthy and you matter no matter what, no matter what's going on in your life. You're worth it. You're worth following your dreams. You're worth standing up, speaking, being heard. Like you are worth it and you matter.
I love that. That is amazing. Because when I started through this whole journey, I started thinking about what would I tell my younger self now? Would my younger self be proud of where I am? And I would. But at the same time, I could have gotten there faster if I knew listen to myself too, right? Mm-hmm. We look for outside sources to make us happy. And so that's one of the reasons that I couldn't wait to interview you, because you help people get in tune with that inner self. And that's what I wished I would have done earlier, because I didn't know to find your joy earlier. And that, you know, you just ask yourself, just like sit and be able to listen to what that answer is, rather than getting so busy and trusting what other people say. And it comes down to that same knowing your worth, because you are worth it.
So, so, so true. I totally agree. Just, yeah, being able to tune in too, and like having those tools to do that. Like most of us aren't really taught how to do that from a young age. So we have to learn, we have to go through a lot of trauma and then learn how to come out on the other side. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So if you are a mom listening to this and have young kids, get your kids doing this sooner. Like, don't wait for them to be influenced by the people around them. Let them learn who they are at an early age and listen to themselves, because that's what I'm doing with my daughter, because I wish I would have known this stuff. So it's one of those things, if you could go back and do it again, I would so start early with my kids and let them know that they are worth it, and who they are is exactly who they need to be. They don't need to be like anyone else. They don't need to fit in. And so I think starting with your kids, even, and, you know, doing a reading with you and figuring out who they are, that would help them tremendously.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And if anyone is interested in doing readings, and we could always, you know, bring the child's graph into it too, and look at how those two energies interact, and how to, you know, tips for making parenting smoother, or, you know, relationships or anything like that. Totally open to doing something like that, because it makes a lot of sense. It can be a big game changer in your life.
I agree. It so could. And you could have fun with your kids too, because then you have more fun and you're not yelling at them for things.
Yeah.
I didn't know my daughter had sensory issues. I'm a dental hygienist. Her dad's a dentist. Her grandfather was an orthodontist. And I'm yelling at her because she was spitting toothpaste down at me. And I'm like, no, you're going to have toothpaste. Toothpaste has fluoride. It strengthens your teeth. We have well water. I had no idea there was something called sensory issues, that she couldn't handle the taste and texture. 12 different toothpaste. And then I was like, okay, you don't need toothpaste. You know, we don't need to use it. We'll just brush your teeth. But I only knew what I learned. And so I know. So that's why I started all of this, because I was like, okay, maybe we can tell parents this stuff before they reach 13 years old and you've struggled with your kids for 8 years because you didn't know something. So I think that that's great that kids could learn this about their children and even parent differently and not have it be a struggle, because you know where they're coming from versus where you're coming from. So I think that's awesome. So how can our listeners get a hold of you and schedule an appointment with you?
Yeah, the best way to find me is on Instagram. My handle is free.by.design. So you can find me there. My link tree is there. You can book the reading there, or you just shoot me a message too. I'm definitely on there. I'm pretty horrible at posting content. I try to post every now and then, but I'm definitely there. I'm in the background. And yeah, I'd love if you shoot me a message, let me know how you found me. And yeah, I would love to just chat with any of the readers about any questions that they may have.
Great. Thank you for sharing that information. And then guys, you can also get a copy of Plan the Life You Love and Live It Out Loud. And we are all in there. And like I said, it's amazing women in that. So anything else you would like to say before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think just sticking with the theme of like listening to yourself, owning your worth and taking back your power. If you can find some time in your life just for quiet stillness and reflection, I think it's so, so important. I think we're so bombarded every day, you know, with our cell phones and our screens and our children. Like, if you can take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go lock yourself in the bathroom or the closet, like light a candle, say a prayer, take a breath, like just try to find some time for that inner reflection, that inner stillness. And at first, it's probably going to feel awkward, but the more that you do it, the more you'll start to be able to tune into your body's wisdom, and you will intuitively know like what you need to do next in a certain situation, or you will just really start to tune into your body and the wisdom that's there, but you just kind of have to take the time to do it. So I would say to find some time to get quiet and get still and see what your body's telling you.
And that is wonderful advice. I appreciate that, because as moms, a lot of us don't put ourselves first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And then, you know, but the phrase is you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So the more that you fill that cup and nourish yourself and you're starting your day from a grounded, stable place, the more likely you are to stay calm in your parenting and be able to, you know, respond rather than react. But that all starts with you taking that responsibility to take care of yourself and to give yourself that time. You know, sometimes the self-care isn't the bubble baths and the mani-pedis, right? It's doing the hard work of sitting down and journaling, or just being quiet and being still and listening to yourself and giving yourself that time. And also asking for help. If you feel like you don't have the space to do that, reach out to your community and your network. Hey, can you take my kids for a few hours? Can you just give me a break? I really need a break. I need some time to myself, you know, not feeling ashamed to ask, because it's okay. It's okay to ask for help. Nothing wrong with it.
It is. It takes a community, and there is always someone in your life that is willing to give you that time. So I absolutely, definitely reach out. Self-care is not selfish. I say it is essential. And you're right, you can't pour from an empty cup. So, you know, when we fly, they tell us to put the oxygen mask on us first.
Yeah,
exactly. No, you're going to pass out and you're not going to be able to help anyone else. That's basically the same thing. You need to take care of yourself first in order to help others.
Yes, 100% agree.
That is awesome. So thank you so much for being on the podcast and sharing this information and being in the book. And I can't wait to work with you one-on-one.
Yes, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation today.
All right, you guys, you heard it here. You can click the link in the show notes if you would like more and connect with Bethany, or if you would like to buy the book. All of that, those are in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening. Have a great day. If you would like to get a hold of Bethany, you can go to facebook.com/ I am Bethany, IAMBETHANYANN. And then to get her on Instagram, it is free.by.design. She said that earlier. And then Linktree is linktr.ee/free.by.design. You guys, connect with Bethany. She is definitely worth every penny to learn about this. It is so interesting and it is fun. And I'm all about having fun these days. Again, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thank you for listening today. If something you heard made you smile, made you think, empowered you, awakened you, or left you feeling inspired, make sure you share this with a friend. Write us a review on iTunes so we can continue to change lives through this content. Make sure you tag us while you're listening on our Facebook page, Dental Hygiene 411, or hit the link in the show notes to join a conversation. Until next time, breathe through your nose and share a smile. After all, they're contagious.